the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I've been watching these last several days. And, you know, a lot of Americans are really hurting. We got 23 million Americans out of work.
I get it.
Or struggling to get a full-time job. And we've got one out of six Americans now in poverty, 47 million on food stamps. And the president's spending his time talking about saving Big Bird.
There's Mitt Romney taking a shot at the Obama campaign's latest ad about PBS and Big Bird. Presidential race is where we get started on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. In this next hour, certainly presidential politics will be on the top of the ladder, top of the screen. And we'll be reviewing what's on talk radio and talk television with your calls as well at 800-510-8255. So let's pay attention now to Diane Sawyer here talking to President Obama about the race tightening up as a result of his poor performance in last week's debate.
That debate, what happened?
Well, Governor Romney had a good night. I had a bad night.
How bad?
Well, it's not the first time I've had a bad night, but I think what's important is that the fundamentals of what this race is about haven't changed. You know, Governor Romney went to a lot of trouble to try to hide what his positions are because he knows that those ideas have been rejected. They won't work. And if he's making an honest presentation about what he's proposed, he will lose because the American people are not going to go back there. What this comes down to is how are we going to grow an economy in which everybody gets a fair shot? And Governor Romney's prescription is that if we cut taxes by $5 trillion, skewed towards the wealthy, and we roll back regulations that I've put in place, that somehow the economy is going to grow. And I fundamentally disagree with that.
Your supporters have been saying this wasn't a bad night. He didn't show up.
It just looked like to me he really didn't want to be there. His mind wasn't on it. He didn't want to engage.
This is legendary Democratic strategist James Carville.
Well, as I said, there's no doubt that I can make a better case, which is why I'm so looking forward to Tuesday.
But again, why did it happen? Al Gore said, was it the altitude?
You know, I'm not going to speculate on that.
No lesson learned from
well,
it about
I think,
what you're going
to... Well, I do think one lesson learned is just to make sure that people understand how much is at stake and how deeply I care about it.
But we asked the president if he's second-guessing himself after that debate.
I played a lot of sports when I was a kid and still do. If you have a bad game, you just move on. You look forward to the next one. And it makes you that much more determined. The difference between this and sports is that the stakes are so high.
In the days since, the Romney team has been out in force saying this wasn't just about performance or style, but an administration that seems tired, and Governor Romney filled with energy and new ideas.
Well, there's no doubt that he made a good sales pitch. The problem is the product's not going to work. There were no new ideas in there.
All right, so that sounds, it actually sounds a little nasty there, doesn't he? 800-510-8255, Diane Sawyer talking to President Obama about his performance last week. Now let's move over to Wolf Blitzer having a conversation with Mitt Romney about the debate and his 47% comment.
Were you surprised by the president's performance?
I actually thought he described pretty appropriately and pretty effectively his policies. I just happen to disagree with those policies. And when we talked about the economy, he really is not proposing anything he hasn't talked about for the last 4 years, which is another stimulus, hiring more government workers, picking winners and losers in industries that he favors, raising taxes. These are ideas he's had for some time, and frankly, we've tested those ideas over the last 4 years, and they have not led to the kind of job growth Americans want. But, I think the challenge that he has is that his ideas are just not demonstrating the kind of results he would hope for, and people recognize that.
that 47% comment that you made, it's caused you a lot of grief. As you know, there's been a change in your position over these past few weeks. It went from you were initially saying once that tape came out that you weren't exactly elegantly stating your position. Later and more recently, you said you were completely wrong. I'm curious, Governor, how did that evolution in your thinking go on from the initial reaction once that tape came out to what you said the other day that you were completely wrong?
Well, what I'm saying is that what the words were that came out were not what I meant. And what I mean, I think people understand, is that if I'm president, I'll be president of 100% of the people. My whole campaign is about helping the middle class have rising incomes and more jobs and helping get people out of poverty into the middle class. That's what this whole campaign is about. The wealthy are doing fine right now, and they'll do fine, most likely, regardless of who's elected president. It's the middle class that's having a hard time under President Obama. And my campaign is about 100% of the American people. And so that describes why, you know, what was stated in the tape was not referring to what kind of president I'd be or who I'd be fighting for. Instead, was talking about politics, and it just didn't come out the way I meant it.
If you had a do-over, Governor, and you mentioned 47%, what should you have said about that 47%?
Well, Wolf, as you know, I was talking about how do you get to 50.1% of the vote. I'd like to get 100% of the vote, but I figured that's not going to happen. So I was trying to tell contributors how I get to 50.1%. I think it's always a perilous course for a candidate to start talking about the mathematics of an election. My campaign is about talking about how to get 100% of the Americans to have a more bright and prosperous future.
800-510-8255. So, we're the effort here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is to review what's going on in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented political talk radio, which constitutes folks who think a little to the right and some folks think to the left. So, trying to present both sides with President Obama and Mr. Romney there. Your thoughts on either side, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com as we continue on today's talk radio review.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-424-9130. That's 1-800-424-9130.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech Job Line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2 Tech, stocks of RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
800-510-8255 connects you to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. So let's get to Countdown affiliate WJOL in Joliet, Illinois, where hosts Scott Slocum and Steve Brandy talk about the Obama campaign being reduced to running commercials about Big Bird.
Big Bird wants out of the campaign. Literally, I'm not joking. The folks in Sesame Street are asking the president to pull a TV ad that was released yesterday and mocks Mitt Romney for vowing to yank the subsidy to PBS. Let's listen in. Folks, this is a real ad. I'm not making this up.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay, Dennis Kozlowski, criminals, gluttons of greed, and the evil genius who towered over them? One man has the guts to speak his name.
Big Bird. Big Bird. Big Bird.
It's me, Big Bird.
Big, yellow, a menace to our economy. Mitt Romney knows it's not Wall Street you have to worry about. It's Sesame Street.
I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS.
Mitt Romney, taking on our enemies no matter where they nest.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute.
Hold on. I hope that was a joke.
I hope it was a joke, too. I mean, if that was a real ad, somebody needs to get fired. So I hope it was a joke, but, oh, boy. And that awesome, the awesome sound effect, the way he snores, I love that.
Obama mentioned this and has mentioned in a couple of his campaign stops that, you know, he's worried about. I'm worried about Wall Street. He's worried about Sesame Street. So I don't think it's a joke.
No.
And if it's not a joke, what has happened since 2008 when that campaign did everything 100% perfectly? I mean, that was the most well-run campaign in the history of presidential campaigns. I mean, they were getting commercials. Remember how they bought commercials on video games? You know, I don't remember what video games they were, but billboards when cars would be driving down the street, you'd pop up Obama, Biden, 2008, mm-hmm. you know, hope right. and change. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, it was a perfect campaign.
Yeah, they did not miss a trick, and I would like to be a fly on the wall in the room where they said, well, he mentioned Big Bird. We gotta use it. It's the only thing we got, baby. Let's go. Oh,
well,
man.
Let me read you. I posted it on Facebook this morning, and I said, look, folks, I'm not taking sides because I don't want to start a political argument, but this is a really, really bad campaign commercial. Would this really persuade anyone to not vote for Romney? And I said, OB, isn't the president better pick it up? So I got a lot of comments. Let me read just a couple of them here. Rob said it's a bad campaign commercial, or does it make one think that cutting PBS funding really doesn't solve any of our problems? It certainly puts front and center there's bigger issues to worry about, like how in the debate government Romney didn't really shed any light on his policies, and the president certainly didn't explain what's worked and what he'd do differently in a second term. But then again, we don't care about that stuff because it's not sexy. Brian says, I thought the Romney response was great. And this is what Romney did yesterday. Number of times Obama mentioned Big Bird in the last 48 hours, 5. Sesame Street, 8. Libya, 0. Jobs, 0.
Nice.
That was a good one. Rob Romney, all of a sudden, as of last week, is just bursting with confidence. He had none going into that debate.
800-510-8255. So is that how you assess what the Romney campaign is all about? No, he had no confidence, and now he has all kinds of confidence. I'm looking at the Reuters poll. Romney has taken a slight lead over Obama in the race. That pretty much underscores what we've been hearing over the last, 3-4 days. You've heard that from talk radio hosts. You've heard it on the news. So is that popular? Is that something that you are happy to hear? With you, it's popular. 800, or maybe it isn't. Maybe you don't like hearing that. 800-510-8255. Lots more from our talk radio friends around the country on the presidential race, including your calls as well at 800-510-TALK. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants.
So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Kind of perky this morning. Well, I guess the Republicans are perky. The Democrats aren't so much. Republicans have grabbed the momentum in the shifting race for the White House. So Vice President Joe Biden is trying to recover some ground and ease worries. That'll be tonight. Big debate against challenger Paul Ryan. His climb in the polls, that is Romney's, has been steady every day. It goes up a little bit more. And so is this an important thing, the vice presidential showdown? Rarely critical event in White House campaigns, but maybe it'll have some bearing. It'll be, I'm sure, tomorrow morning the focus of a lot of our conversation. Meanwhile, back to our discussion of the situation between the two front, that is, the men on the top of the poll, Romney and Obama. Here's radio host John McCurry talking to political reporter Charles Benson about this debate between Biden and Ryan.
A lot of folks are saying, boy, I wouldn't want to be Joe Biden. You know, I mean, Paul Ryan's smart and he's articulate, and but Biden's a savvy veteran. What should we expect to see?
Right. I think if one side thinks, you know, that Paul Ryan's is going to, you know, outsmart him, I think they're making a mistake. If they think that Joe Biden's just going to, you know, teach the young guy some lessons here, I think they're going to make a mistake. And so what I'm saying is both of these guys are pretty good, but they come at it from a different approach. I mean, Joe Biden has that retail politics in him, those street smarts that help him. I mean, and he's known to make mistakes, so he already has that handicap in his performance. Paul Ryan is just a student of politics and the numbers and the data and knows policy really, really well. He's also an easygoing guy. I mean, I don't think he's an in-your-face kind of guy. So I think he'll, you know, do what many hope he will do. I mean, Republicans, I saw a research poll say Republicans think 8 out of 10 of Republicans think that Paul Ryan's going to win. On the Democratic side, 6 out of 10 Democrats thought that Joe Biden would win. So the expectations are much, much higher here for Paul Ryan.
Are there extra pressures put on the vice president because of how the president fared in his first debate?
I think everybody believes that because they know that they cannot go at it the way they did it with the presidential debate. And I think Paul Ryan admitted over the weekend that he expects Joe Biden to go at him like a cannon. So I think this is going to be far more intense. And the format is pretty much the same here, except instead of six different subjects, there are nine, and they'll get 10 minutes on each of those. Plus, this is not just about domestic, so it gets into an area that Paul Ryan is not as familiar with because they are going to talk foreign policy. Joe Biden has a little bit more experience in that category.
800-510-8255. By the way, later on in the hour, the Supreme Court looking at affirmative action. We'll be talking about that. But in the meantime, your calls on the presidential race, the Biden-Ryan debate tonight, who you think is going to come out. Well, I thought that last talk radio discussion pretty much framed the issues pretty well, frankly. So we thank John McCurry for that and move on to Neil calling from Massachusetts, sticking with Obama.
Women's rights issues, that's something that neither politician is really touching on too much. President Obama is pro-choice, and Mitt Romney is absolutely pro-life. Pro-choice has got to be the way to go. I mean, what you do with your body is a moral issue. It's up to you to decide. And for the government to step in and say, you can do this, and you can't do that, and you can do this, and you can't do that, when it comes to your own health, That's your own issue. It's nothing that the government should step into and tell you what to do.
It's interesting this gentleman brings this up because Romney appears to be shifting his point of view to more of what he said when he's governor of Massachusetts, which works in most states. You've seen his polling up 18% with women over the age of 30, which I think is pretty interesting. Democrats accusing Romney of shifting or misrepresenting his positions on some of these women's issues. 800-510-8255 as the countdown continues.
Remember when flying was fun? Before the days when airplane cabins felt like cattle cars and baggage wasn't something to be nickeled and dimed over. Little wonder that about 41 million people avoid air travel yearly because of the so-called hassle factor. But you don't have to put up with it. These days, it's easier than you think to travel by private jet, largely because of wider choices that include buying anywhere from an entire jet to as little as 1/16th of a share in one, as well as purchasing jet cards. Take FlexJet, for example. Imagine not only being able to fly to any of 5,000 airports nationwide, that's opposed to just 450 for commercial airplanes, but being whisked aboard after a simple ID check. Then the pampering begins. Haute cuisine served on Picard china. Ergonomic armchairs from which to work the phone. A table area that converts into a full-size bed. Plus, while FlexJet already boasts the industry's youngest fractional aircraft, it's about to add the all-new Learjet 85. Learn more at www.flexjet.com.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Connects you to our Thursday overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The summary that comes as a result of us monitoring lots, hundreds of programs on dozens of stations around the country. So we get a sort of feeling what people are talking about. And we use some of the material that comes from some of the chat shows on TV as well. Here's an example from The View. The ladies here talk about this Big Bird ad. That seems to be number one on the hit parade for whatever the reason.
I have to tell you that Sesame Workshop is asking for the ad to be pulled because they do not endorse candidates or get involved in campaigns. But campaign advisor Robert Gibbs says this morning he doesn't see any plans for them to be taken.
That's obnoxious.
It is funny. But he doesn't see any plans in the.
Why not? Why doesn't the president? First of all, I can't believe that our president would approve that message. That actually seems quite pathetic to me.
The bottom line is Mitt Romney brought it up, and it's fair game. I understand why. I understand. I understand why Sesame Workshop doesn't want it up there. It's the reason why they don't get involved in any of the political arguments that have happened over the years, because they want to keep that's a kid's show. They want to keep their kid's show pure, so they want them to take it down, and I think that they should. Okay. If Sesame is asking them
that public TV amounts to 1/100 of 1% of the federal budget.
If the funding for the public broadcasting is under $450 million, but the federal budget deficit has topped $1 trillion. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket. Yes. But as you said, he brought it up and made it an issue.
He threw a bone to his base.
But if a person, because you have all of these musicians who say, I don't like you using my song as your platform, take it down. And they do. To me, it's the same thing.
Yes,
it'd be different if they didn't say take it down. I look at the ad and I just go, I know you want to laugh. I just go, I think this is a little bit more serious. I didn't get it. Were they trying to be funny?
800-510-8255. Okay. Let's see if we can get some serious calls, serious input here. The big bird thing is one of them. Is that a concern for you? Here's Amy in Florida who has concerns about Mitt Romney's foreign policy ideas.
I really don't understand why Romney is saying that in exchange for foreign aid that he would like for these countries to open up their markets. That's really, it's like he's just saying that he wants to take more money from America and invest in foreign countries. And basically he's saying to them, you know, let our corporations come in, let us put our money there, let us take your natural resources, and in exchange for that, we'll give you more money. So I really find it ironic that that he would say this, and that he would find this, you know, to be something that's acceptable and pleasing to people.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. How about Eric in West Virginia and the news media?
You know, you have to be either deaf, dumb, or stupid not to be able to see the bias in the media. Take, for instance, when McCain was running for president, and the New York Times ran a front-page story he was having an affair with this lady. You know, no proof, nothing, just, you know, put it out there to try to disparage McCain. And I was watching Diane Sawyer on ABC right after the this 47% thing came out with Romney, and she spent the first 12 minutes of her program talking about this, what Romney said, and the Middle East was burning down. Now, you know, what's more important?
800-510-8255. I guess that's up to you to decide. Tom in Florida on the Obama campaign.
My concern for this nation with regard to this election is that the Democrats are lying through their teeth and they're getting away with it, and people just can't seem to figure out these lies. Let me do some really simple math for people. Our current deficit, annual deficit, is $1.2 trillion. That's $1,200 billion. Now, if you are to believe the Democrats, if they get their tax policy through, in other words, the millionaires and billionaires, that everything is going to be wonderful. Medicare will be paid for. Our deficit will go away. The wars will be paid for. This tax will bring in between $65 and $80 billion. Now, let's just take the $80 billion. $80 billion from 1,200, it leaves you $1,120 billion that the Democrats don't even talk about. It's a lie. This tax thing is a lie, and they're getting away with it.
All right. So the Obama campaign is a bunch of liars, according to Tom. But Joe in Ohio says it's Romney who's the liar.
You know, it seems like Romney and the Republicans continually lie and lie and lie. In our local newspaper, they'll have a thing called PolitiFact, and they'll point out that almost every one of their ads are lies. But the media on TV, they never bring up the fact, they never ask, they never state that what they're saying are lies. One other thing, you know, Mitt Romney makes all these promises, but every time they ask him, how are you going to do it, give us specifics, he haws around. And he never answers, and the media lets him get away with it. I mean, is that because he doesn't want to tell the American people that, hey, I'm going to take away deductions from you, like the home mortgage and your health insurance deduction? I mean, they let him get away with this, and they let him lie, and they never bring that up that he's lying. And that really bothers me.
800-510-8255. What bothers you about all of this? I'm looking at a study that's out today. That suggests the typical American household would have paid nearly all of its income in taxes last year to balance the budget if the government used standard accounting rules to compute the deficit. Under the accounting practices, the government can run red ink equal to $42,000 plus per household, four times the official number reported under the rules set up by Congress. Can you believe that? So they're telling you your debt is $10,000, but the actual debt is $42,000 per household, and it's run up. No love for George Bush with me, but I look at these numbers and think, how this is inexcusable. 800-510-8255. All right, so let's get Michael. You put Doug from Bedford, Virginia, on, and let's see what he has to say. I guess I got it there. Why Obama allowing General Motors to build plants in China? I didn't know they were doing that. Where'd you get that information, Doug?
Oh, it's a fact.
Surprised. Where'd you get the information? It's a fact.
Okay, well, it's on the internet. They're building two plants. General Motors, right today, is building two plants in Russia and one's in China, and it's going to employ over 40,000 people. It's our taxpayer money. That was $43 billion that we gave.
All right, hold on just a second. Wait a minute, just a second. I'm no fan of Obama, so I'm on your side when it comes to that. But I don't want to have people understand or hear something that may not be accurate. And your passion to criticize Obama, I think you may be going down the wrong street here. The vehicles that are manufactured in China and Russia are going to stay there. They're selling, the number one selling car in China is a Buick. So they're going to build those there for the people who are there. Now, would we be better off if those cars were built here and they put them on a boat and brought them over there like Toyota does with a lot of its cars? Yeah, probably. But it's not quite the way it seems to be. It's not like they're building cars over there to bring them here to sell them.
It doesn't matter. It's our taxpayer money.
Well, it's not the taxpayer. Taxpayer money is out of it. We haven't bought out or haven't been bought out. You and I, the taxpayer, haven't been bought out. But there's no taxpayer money being used anymore because General Motors is making a profit. There's no taxpayer money. There was at the beginning to save it, and it turned a lot of people off. I know a lot of people who drove General Motors products that stopped. They sold them because they didn't want to have government controlled or Obama controlled, so they thought automotive plant.
What you're saying, Doug, is that they paid back all the $43 billion that they borrowed from us.
I didn't say that. You never heard me say that. I said they're not using any more of our money. They have the $43 billion. I think they paid back $8 so far, but they haven't paid it all back by a long shot. But that doesn't mean that they're using that money to go to China. I think there's plenty of ways to take shots at Obama that are accurate. That doesn't happen to be one of them, sir. 800-510-8255. All right. Let's see who's, where are we here time-wise? We'll pause for a moment, continue with your calls on the presidential race here on the countdown.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9155. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
800-510-8255. We're taking your calls for the next few minutes on the presidential race, various angles on that, and then we'll talk about the Supreme Court looking into affirmative action. I squeeze in a few of your calls there as we can. Gary, you're on the air on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you for putting me up there first because I missed you yesterday, but a couple of quick things I wanted to mention. First of all is how impressed I am with you and your fairness. You know, I listen to a lot of talk radio because I'm a retired teacher and a truck driver now, and so I listen to tons of talk radio, and I've got to tell you, you're one of the only two people I have ever heard who's very much anti-Obama and come out and said something like you did with your last caller, correcting him on his facts that he found on the Internet. So I applaud you for that and your fairness with that. I'm an Obama supporter, not fan, but supporter. So that said, I will move on and say, you know, people need to realize that everything you see on the Internet most certainly is not a fact.
No.
This is just the same as every TV campaign commercial you see. It's not a fact. They're about equal in factuality. The second thing, or the third thing I'd like to say is that, you know, I ask you a question. You know, as an ex-teacher of 30-plus years and a studier of politics, kind of a political junkie, I really, really have a hard time understanding that, you know, here we are, one of the more educated countries in the world, and why we cannot come up with, Republican or Democrat, two better people to run for office than the two that we have out there right now.
It's astounding, isn't it? It really is. It is astounding. And I think, Gary, I don't care much for the blame game. I'd rather fix the problem, but the problem is the news media and the scrutiny that has been brought to bear because of foolish priorities and the people who really have something to offer, who may have some things that are distractions, they get beaten up so badly they don't want to put up with this foolishness, and that therein lies the problem. Thanks for your call. Appreciate your input and your thoughts about how things go here. 800-510-8255. The idea is to present a balance because that's what goes on in the world of news talk radio. There is a side, there are stations and programs for those who think as the right does, and there are those who think as the left does, and we're here to sort of summarize that. I'll give you some of my input. Here's Jody in California, another person who can't stand either Romney or Obama.
First, I want to say I am an independent, and I used to be a Republican, and I voted for Ron Paul. And then right afterwards, I registered as an independent. I cannot morally vote for Romney or Obama or anybody. Actually, Obama is a little better on foreign policy, but not really much. They're both the neocons. I'm an independent now, and I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson in the election because, first of all, foreign policy is the most important thing that's breaking this country. He will not cater. First of all, he'll cut all foreign aid everywhere. He puts America first.
I'm telling you, there are more and more people who say they vote for Gary Johnson. I am, not because I don't want Mitt Romney to win, but in my state, my vote won't count for Mitt Romney because I'm going to watch it and see as the days get close to the election. But it doesn't look like my vote would count, so that's why I'd vote for Johnson. I'm looking at some of the headlines here. Momentum at stake in DP debate. Ryan's prep as meticulous as he is. Ryan has an edge in VP debate, so that'd be interesting as we watch and then talk about it tomorrow here on the Countdown.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen on our overview of what people are talking about on the air, hosts and callers. The Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on the use of affirmative action at the University of Texas at Austin, biggest civil rights case to come before the justices in the past 6 years. It involves a lady named Abigail Fisher, a white woman who applied to the school in 2008, she claimed she was rejected, even though her academic credentials were superior to some minority candidates who were admitted. She contends the university is using a form of racial balancing. Supreme Court rulings have banned them in earlier cases. The president of the school argued outside of the court that his university has crafted an admissions policy that includes race as one of the many factors and noted that it's consideration of race and admissions was part of the legacy of past decisions. So let's listen to an analysis of this by radio host Robert Rees, who talks about this affirmative action in the movement to have some kind of decision or reaffirm a decision in the Supreme Court.
Affirmative action is taken; it's on trial in the Supreme Court. It started off as a lawsuit against the University of Texas years and years ago when a black student was denied admission. Now it's back in court because a white student was denied admission. And so the court is reassessing affirmative action, whether or not it's constitutional. And it's taken a while for it to get up there, but I think this is a very, very important issue. And I know of situations. Affirmative action, to me, is it's bringing down one race in order to benefit another, and it's one thing to give equal opportunity. It's a completely different thing to say, you know what, we don't have the equal amount of, say, quote, football players, starting football players on the field. We feel like you have 30% blacks in your school, you have 70% whites, you therefore need to have 30% blacks on the football field. What if they're not as good? What if, frankly, the 70% are not as good. 70% whites are not as good. And so you're going to have 50% blacks on the. Oh, that's not fair. Affirmative action! Well, see, affirmative action doesn't work towards the whites. They couldn't claim anything, and that's what this lawsuit's about. But still, is it right? Is it right to say, you know what, we're putting the best athletes on the field? Oh, well, except for these guys, because we have to meet a quota. Well, that's essentially what has happened in my life before. I've seen it. And that is also what happens, that's what happens on a, in a daily basis with universities and colleges when they're doing their admissions. Oh, well, let's see here. We have to meet a certain quota here. So even though these kids are more qualified, they had more extracurricular activities. They had higher ACTs. They had higher SATs. They had service projects that they did all through high school. Well, we have a quota meet. Let's go ahead and admit this person instead of that one. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. My big thing, you know, there's a big conspiracy about Obama and his college records and his college transcripts and his college experience in general, and everybody wants to know, you know, how did he do this? How did he do that? I am a strong believer. The only way that he got into the schools that he got into was because of affirmative action. The guy's admitted he's a pothead and he's a stoner in high school. He's a C student. How do you end up in Harvard after that? Because of affirmative action. Well, are you telling me that affirmative action allows a C student to get admitted into a school even if there's an A student who qualifies? Yes, I am. And that's why this is, it's reverse racism, the way it's been handled.
800-510-8255. You'd like to think we've gotten beyond all this. Here's Robert in Florida, wants to know about this woman in this case.
I'm just kind of troubled and confused. How did she know that she was the person that was essentially bumped from the consideration for admissions in a particular law school because she was white? I continue to hear these arguments that say about whites who apply to, say, law school. I think one discussion that took place about Michigan that they were bumped because of so-called black took their place or somebody who was unqualified. First of all, that implies that that person is not eligible or qualified to be in there. And you all, and you know, just like you sit down, just like it's been repeated, that is a very, there are other components in consideration for law school, not just grades, not just LSAT, but other things that are considered. And an admissions board taking consideration of all that. So, these affirmative actions, this affirmative action came out of the fact that at some point in history, when blacks applied to these graduate schools or applied to anything, this country was separate. It was understood that if you were black, you would not be admitted because you were black. It said, you know, no black. There's a history of discrimination in these particular programs. So I'm finding it very difficult to believe that this person can legitimately say that they were bumped because she was white.
All right, more on this, I'm sure, as we summarize.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.